morning. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Chelsea D'Artez in today. And you are the founder, CEO, publisher, editor-in-chief. You're all the things of Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I am so excited. So today is the day of the third issue?
Yes.
That is so crazy.
I know.
How did this happen? Like overnight, I feel like.
I know. It feels like a whirlwind. It took me so long to get the first issue out. And then ever since then, it's been boom, 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 back to back.
I have to admit that after the first issue came out, I was like, there is no way she's going to be able to turn around. Like, because you had so much effort and energy mm-hmm. that was focused on that one thing. And that came out in December?
October.
And then the second one came out in
February.
I'm like, you weren't even looking to February October.
No.
And so I was like, we'll see.
It's been a learning curve.
Let me get my popcorn and just watch. I mean, I'm a super fan of all great things Cookeville, and especially when there were little teasers about this magazine. I think how it kind of happened is I think I reached out to you and was like, "Who are you? What's going on?" And I just started like kind of watching because I just could tell that Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine was going to be something that was going to really impact this community and be a great resource out there. And so I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud of what you've created. So tell me, this issue is called Movers and Shakers.
Yes.
So tell me about your motivation behind doing a Mover and Shaker issue.
Yeah. So we had the Influential People issue, which was our first issue, and it was more about people in Cookeville who have monumentally done things to affect the future of Cookeville, or things that are already affecting us that are, you know, massive, and they're already big leaders. They've already done awesome things in their career.
So one of the people that was in there, Philip Gibbons,
yeah.
He's like the voice of Cookeville, Tennessee.
Right.
He is a radio announcer, but he also commentates basketball, and mm-hmm. he's just somebody that lots of people know, and he kind of, and he's been here his whole life, 55
yes.
years of life.
People that are obvious when you think of Cookeville, like the staples.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something to highlight people that are doing really cool things, like the younger generation of people in Cookeville who will probably be an influential person one day if they stay in Cookeville, mm-hmm. you know? So that's how I had the idea for Movers and Shakers. And it's more of a young, hip, modern issue. Our theme was monochromatic. So everyone's either in all white on a white background or all black on a black background. And I just thought that kind of fit the whole definition of Movers and Shakers, the concept. But there are 16 people. There's actually 20 people total. 16, I guess, there's
features.
Some pairs.
Features.
Yes, features. Mm-hmm. There's some pairs of people. And we took nominations just like we did Influential People. And then we had a committee vote on who was going to make it into the first class. So I feel like we had a good representation of different lines of business and people doing, you know, all different kinds of things in Cookeville.
And you're somebody, you're newer to the area. You've mm-hmm. had ties here, but were there any people that were nominated that you're like, I didn't know who this was?
Yes.
And I'm just shocked. Tell us one of those stories.
I mean, there's a lot of people I don't know in this community. And that's why I count on the nominations and my committee to help, you know, educate me. I didn't know Catherine Weisinger, who runs the Putnam County Library. Catherine Weisinger, who is the director of the library here, and she's really brought a fresh energy and excitement to the library. She has all these programs. If your kids are at home and you're a young mom and you want something to do, there's something every single day to take your kids to go do. And then she has all this stuff for senior citizens. She has like bingo all the time and exercise days. And she's just doing so much at the library to bring new life to something that honestly is kind of like a dying field.
It feels like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, uh-huh.
And the thing that is, I think, helpful with the magazine in general, and so many facets of it, but especially in Catherine's situation, Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine, this community gets to highlight some great resource that so many people are probably not taking advantage of.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so that's a huge piece of what was that part of your intention of starting the magazine, was to be able to highlight things that maybe were kept under in a shadow somewhere.
For sure. And I feel like somebody like Catherine, her brand is the library. So nobody knows who's behind what's going on. Mm-hmm. But without her, none of this would be happening. So yeah, I think the people that are, you know, not hiding, but they're behind their brand, there's somebody behind that that's making all these amazing things happen. So I think it's fun to bring awareness to that, for sure. Yeah.
And in some of those situations, people are kind of in the background, like Catherine. And then some people, the Small Business Development Center is Tyler and Jody, and they're in the forefront.
Yeah.
You know, people who are working with them know exactly who they are, and they're, you know, kind of.
And like you, you're in the forefront of the Biz Foundry, helping small business owners. Yes. One of our movers and shakers, Tiffany Anton, everybody.
Anton. I was very honored to be a part of such a group. And I think for me, I just love this community. I think there's so many great assets to this area. Mm-hmm. I think it's, I've lived in different parts of the country. I grew up in Michigan. I like to pretend I'm a Cookvillian, but I'm not. I just try and blend in a little bit.
You feel like it to me.
Yeah. I mean, I just love so much about this area. And so I think that's, I kind of made a post, but I think it's because of this community that I am able to move and shake. And so
For sure, you know, everyone is so supportive, and you have been so supportive to me since I've been here. Before the first issue came out, we sat down and you were so helpful. You connected me with other people, and I think you do that to a lot of people who don't know what to do with their business, and that's such a great resource for people. So
well, what else do you want people to know about this? So Movers and Shakers is the majority of it. There's other features that are in the magazine as well. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, first of all, this issue is 100 pages long. Our last issue was only 78. So it's quite a leap. But we're telling the story behind Cream City. And that one's a beautiful, fun feature with lots of pretty images. We are highlighting Cane Creek Park in our nature spotlight, and Visit Cookeville writes that and they take care of that. We have another gift guide. EJ Williams is handling my gift guide this issue. And then we have party spotlights, and we are sharing an exclusive recipe from a Rationale Kitchen.
So there's a lot of great, different facets that people can look forward to. Yes. There's the 20 people that people can, you know, read about and learn about. And, but there's also, you know, other pieces in there as well.
Of course. Yeah.
So where can people find this magazine if they're looking for it? So today is the day it comes out, just in case we didn't mention that enough. I'm a super like, woo, woo, kind of hype it up. So,
we have over 80 distributors in town. If you go to cookvillelifestyles.com, you can find our distributors. We'll also be linking that all over our socials. So if you want to go look at our socials and need to know where to find it, we'll be posting every time we drop a magazine off, we'll tag where it is. But we have over 80 distributors in town, including The Hospital, Food City, Walmart, The Biz Foundry, Tiffany. And I mean, there's just some Cream City. I mean, there's
if
so many places.
If you stop by The Biz Foundry, come wave to me. The magazine rack is right in front of my office.
Yes.
So you can go kind of a bunch of places around town. And if you aren't in Cookeville,
or if you don't want to trek around and try to find it, you can order it online at cookvillelifestyles.com.
Okay. And this is a free magazine.
It's free for, and the reason it's free is to bring people into our businesses to go and pick it up and maybe shop with them or whatever. And, you know, it's free just because I wanted to provide a free resource for Cookville, but it also helps the businesses that are our distributors. So if you do go and shop with somebody, you know, all the local places to shop, it's there in Cookville.
Was that part of your intention of starting it? Is I can bring people out into this community, into some of these businesses? Because that is a kind of form of economic development that, you know, people are in and they're like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm in Poets and, you know, I'm going to buy a coffee while I'm here or whatnot.
I think it helps everyone. I mean, it helps the advertisers. I think having it in the local businesses brings people into the businesses, which helps them maybe, because a lot of times when the magazine comes out, people tell me they go into the business just to find the magazine because they know it's going to be there. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's at a coffee shop, they'll go buy a coffee, you know. So I think it helps, you know.
Well, and
the
I
world
think with
around.
Some of that stuff, which people don't necessarily understand, either business owners or consumers, is that when you go into a new business, you may see learn about a business that you never would have thought. Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes with Market on the Square, I think it's a really great, cool business mm-hmm. in town. And I think you guys just
they're highlight. My back cover advertiser.
Oh, there you go. So yes. Market on the Square. But I think that there's times when I was new to town, I didn't know what it was.
No.
If you look in the windows upstairs, it's kind of kitchen stuff. Downstairs is like this whole massive. Other amazingness. And so it's a great place where you can stop and do a new location. And so I would, as just a mover and shaker and just mm-hmm. a heart for Cookeville, I would encourage people to go to a business that you may have never been into before yeah. and go pick up the magazine somewhere and check out a new space.
Yeah. And there's a lot of our advertisers, people didn't realize there's like home stores and stuff and people didn't realize that place was here, like Hillsdale Home.
Or people may say, hey, I've heard of this business. I don't really know what they do. And then having that advertiser, I think it's kind of your intention is kind of a guide to Cookeville.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it's been really nice to see that. What else about this issue today?
We printed 1,000 more of this issue than before because they go like hotcakes, people. So if you want one, go this week or next week and get one because everybody runs out in a week. We do keep a stash on hand for online orders. So if they do run out everywhere, you can always order one online. But
and we're lucky that Chelsea has stopped by today but you're maybe one person distribution. You maybe have yeah. a little bit of a team, but it's you.
Yes.
So be patient and please don't spam her social media today because she is going out to deliver today. And we're just lucky that she was able to stop in the studio today. Stick with us and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Chelsea D'Artezan, founder, publisher, owner, all the things of Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine, out today. Grab it at any of the 80 locations. But I want to get into the fact that, and this is part of why I was drawn to Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine, is that it's a business. At the end of the day, this is a business that you are starting, just like people may start a shoe brand or something. You had this vision and you had an idea, but this is not a pro bono kind of, this isn't a hobby. This is something that you felt like you have two small children.
Yes.
You felt like this would maybe work into your lifestyle.
Right.
And you had little experience on magazine publications before this.
Yeah. Some, I mean, I was a professional publicist, so that was my career. So I worked alongside magazines. I'd never started one, you know, so I had a lot of ideas on content and stuff. But as far as starting one, no, I had to do a lot of Googling.
Yeah. So were there times in that early? So you kind of, when did you start the process of this idea? So the first magazine came out in October of 2022 and
January of 2022.
Okay.
And it had just gotten my schedule. I was full-time in the music industry. I was managing artists and doing PR and marketing, and my schedule had just gotten too crazy. I was driving back and forth to Nashville all the time, and I had a newborn. So I felt called to figure out something else. And there's not a lot of things in Cookeville that you can do with my background, you know? So, and especially that would give me the flexibility to still be able to do the things I want to do with my kids. So, and I've always been a business owner. So working for somebody else kind of scared me.
Yeah. So it's a startup. And yes. So in full transparency, this is it's a business. And yeah. So part of what you're doing is selling the product.
Yes.
And since you've chosen to make it a free magazine, you sell advertising.
Yes.
And that is to pay for all the costs. This is not, you're not making $200,000 a year, Chelsea D'Artes yourself.
No.
This is,
Making $0 a year to date, if you would like to actually know, but
mark that, which is common for a startup.
Yeah,
right? That's
no,
how
it's
it goes
fine.
Is that, you know, you're putting in the sweat equity and then yeah. maybe hopefully sometime it will pan out, but
you have to pay to print the magazines and they're very expensive. No, yes. I built this in hopes that it would really grow. And, it's a brand. It's not just the magazine. I really want to grow the .com, and we have advertisers on the .com too. Our website gets a ton of hits, like 10,000 a month.
So tell us a little bit about what people can find on the website.
So we do like exclusive sneak peeks of new businesses on there, Q&As. We do, if businesses send us press releases on events or whatever, we'll post those up there. So it's more, you know, entertainment. It's more entertainment geared, and it's things that might have like a shelf life on them. Whereas the magazine, it's more, you know, they're not things that are going to be dated
yeah.
right when they come out. So.
Well, and one thing and this is why I love this community, but, and I think this is with all businesses in general too, is that, we're such a collaborative community. Mm-hmm. So I think that there could be people that say, well, Hip Cookville has a website. So why would you need a website mm-hmm. when Hip Cookville has a website, or Ricky Shelton does marketing and advertising. So why would you need, but those are all team players of yours.
Yeah, no, they're all my friends. And Cookville Lifestyles is not really a website. It's more of a blog, I would say,
yeah.
you know, a news, entertainment news source.
Yeah.
It's not just like a landing page or whatever. It's updating constantly with articles. And
part of when you growing this business, you have had to kind of figure out those connections and those partnerships of mm-hmm. of how do I, like you mentioned a bit ago, that you don't know everybody in this town, and, mm-hmm. and you've kind of made the connections you've made and then spread your wings throughout
right.
their connections. And how has that been for you to kind of figure out who and what and all
yeah.
the things?
It's been amazing. I always just keep an open mind when meeting people. I know, you know, there's different politics and things involved in this town, but I don't try to let that jade me in any way. I keep an open mind, and everyone has been amazing to me. You know, I keep my experiences to myself, regardless of somebody else's experiences. So everybody's been so supportive. It's, you know, I think that's what makes Cookville so great, is everyone supports each other no matter what.
Has that surprised
doing.
You, or did you kind of get a feel for that right away that this would be pretty well embraced?
It has surprised me with how supportive people are coming from Nashville, where it's so competitive and cutthroat, you know, but there was nothing else like what I was doing here. So I think that helps. I think if there had been something else like what I was doing, it might have been a little different story. But
well, and even then, I think there have been other kind of local Cookville magazines. But I do think that I like to think that we embrace collaborativism. And mm-hmm. so we embrace the fact that like everybody can have a seat at the table. And there is a special thing about Cookville Lifestyle Magazine. We did a magazine 5 years ago that was all about business. It was just right. highlighting businesses, and it was a one and done kind of thing. But still, it was like, you know, we had our seat, we've learned things, and you know, I think that is what makes this community unique, is figuring out ways for everybody to sit at the same table.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And okay, what do you offer? What do I offer? How can we work together? And that's, I think it's been a really beautiful relationship with you and Hip Cookville of just seeing, I feel like they really highlight the things that you're highlighting, or you highlight the things that they're highlighting. And it yeah. has been really fun to watch that.
Yeah. And like with Biz Foundry, you guys handle my business spotlight, my small business spotlight. With Visit Cookville, they handle my nature spotlight. Just finding different ways to partner with each other so we can all promote each other.
Yeah. Were there ever times, so this is the third issue that has been released. Were there times where you're like, this is not going to work. I don't know if I can do this. I need
no.
to. No.
I don't think I've ever had that mindset in my life though. So I think that's why.
Well, and I think that is kind of the one of the traits of business owners.
Yeah. But I mean, I will say getting advertisers was a daunting task. in the beginning when I was thinking this is when I was trying to sell something that didn't already exist. Now that it exists, you know, it's a little easier, but it's still difficult. And I think people, you know, need to understand that this is free for the community, but it's expensive to create. I have now a team, you know, it's not again, like I'm rolling in the dough over here. So advertising is very needed to continue.
And for the first issue, most of that you put on your sweet Chelsea face and said, just help me out. Just help me.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So, I had a lot of people just donate their time and I would give them ad space in exchange. But now I'm to the point where I'm able to pay people for their contributions. And I love being able to help other creatives because, again, there's not a lot of money in creative work. So I feel like I'm helping writers and photographers, giving them business, bringing awareness to them. And I just hired on an editor in chief, and I'm so excited. Andrew Buckner, he's amazing. He's such a natural, gifted writer. He's already written a bunch for me previously, but now he's going to be taking over all of that role, which is a huge weight off of me, so I can focus more on the content and everything else, basically.
So I'm going to plug Andrew Buckner as well. He does editing, like writing editing. So if you do a blog for your business or press releases, there are often times that we just send over written pieces to Andrew and have him edit it.
His
turnaround time is amazing. So I will highly, highly, highly stand behind Chelsea's hiring decision of Andrew. And he's really great.
And he's an amazing guitar player. He's Caleb and Leanne's lead guitar player.
He is. And so you can usually find him at the Glass Sandrine or Soulcraft.
Yes.
And so go find, if you ever need some editing work done for your business, highly recommend
Andrew. DM us and we'll get you to him.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Chelsea D'Artez in today. You are the all the things. You're
less
of all the things now. you're kind of delegating.
Yes.
But you're with Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine, founder of Cookeville Lifestyle Magazine, which is out today. Go find it at any of the 80 locations. Movers and Shakers edition. I'm really excited about that. So what you chose to do 20 people that you featured, but you really had a heart for the cover model of this issue. And so tell me about who you chose for the cover.
So Kostya Epifontsev is the cover.
What a mouthful.
He kind of just fit the mold of Mover and Shaker to a T. Kind of beyond that, even. He's 33 years old. And
I didn't know he was that. He's a baby.
Yeah, he's my age. He's so young.
Yeah.
And he has a multi-million-dollar business in Cookeville. He employs more than 250 people in Cookeville.
Home caregivers. Is his business. And he just recently, I think, graduated from college.
He never got his degree when he was younger.
In sales. You can actually go back and listen to an old episode of Local Matters where I interviewed him, and his story is incredible. Yeah. He
is a Russian immigrant.
I'm just gonna tell the whole story. You go ahead.
No.
Yeah, he's a Russian immigrant. He came here when he was a kid with his family, and it's funny. I was doing a diversity panel, and I asked him to be on it, and I'm like, this white dude is gonna, yeah. You know, but he's an advocate for like everything.
Yes.
We are starting to have some business mentors at the Biz Foundry, and he's really involved with what we're doing there, and kind of looking at investing into businesses, and he's all about, like, he just has such a heart like for Cookeville.
He does. And he's doing, you know, what makes him kind of appeal, even though he is young, it doesn't feel like he's so young because he's so successful. But he started a podcast network, basically, and he has two podcasts, the long-term care podcast. It's the number one long-term care podcast out there. And it's just information that is so beneficial that you don't even think about, but us as today's youth needs to think about, because all of the baby boomers are now entering like their senior citizen years, and do they have their finances in order, those things. But anyways, and that's like a national podcast that he started, which could really do so many great things. But then he also has a local podcast, Better Together with Cookeville, or Better Together with Kostya Epifontsev, sorry. And he's interviewed, I think he has more than 100 episodes. So he's interviewed more than 100 people in Cookeville who are just awesome and have done great things. So you've
been a guest, right?
Yes,
I've been a guest. Yeah. So yeah, it's he does a really great job, and like I said, he just has a really big heart for this community. How did you find get connected with him?
Well, I first learned about him when I went on his podcast, but I still didn't know like the depth of everything he did. I didn't realize he had such a massive company, employed so many people, and then he's just so young, you know, and he's really trying to do something innovative. I feel like
he, he has children, young children, three or four. I can't remember.
Four. I'm blanking. I think it's four.
But maybe last year we were doing a day on the Hill and he was interning with Ryan Williams.
So yes. He's like got his hand in local government.
Yeah. So he just, he's everywhere doing all the things, and not only here in Cookeville, but then he did that internship to kind of get a feel for politics and see if that was kind of where he would go. And he just kind of tries it all and does it all. And so it's really
he'll be retired by the time he's 50, probably. So
and then he'll start a second career.
Probably.
It's just, I think he is somebody that's just, I think that's what's really important about the movers and shakers issue, is that these are people who really have a passion, who kind of to give back important to the
community. They don't go to their 9-to-5 and then go home. You know, they do. They go above and beyond to do things for the community as well.
And I think that it's just that passion and heart for Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland region. So what else do you want? What else about this? All these people are like driving in their cars and they're listening. Yeah. And what else do you want to tell us about this issue?
Please go and follow us on your socials. Tag us. If you get the magazine, pick it up. Tag us and we'll share.
Let's talk for a second. Let's pause on that social media aspect. I think people don't understand such a value of tagging your favorite businesses, tagging, sharing posts. Why is that important? And that's your PR background too. And why is that so important?
I mean, honestly, PR has kind of shifted into just social media at this point, unless you're a superstar and go on the Today Show. But it's just important to spread the word. That is how we're getting news out there. People don't really go to .coms and look at reviews and things anymore. It's all on socials. People just look at Instagram and their Facebook feed, you know?
And I think it's a lot more of just not even their feet, but stories. Like, I mean, I have a friend that said, I don't even know what you post. I just look at your stories all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's so important. But if you're not in that business mindset, I think sometimes you forget how important that is.
It's people's news sources. That's the only way they know what's happening.
For sure. And so I think that's what is a beautiful part with Cookeville Lifestyle, is that your advertisers, not only do you get a spotlight in the magazine. So how many issues are you printing? Have you printed this time? 9,000?
6,000.
6,000 issues. So you're getting 6,000 advertisements.
And then a lot of those issues sit at like a doctor's office. So 10 people could read the same issue. Mm-hmm. So your impressions are very, you know, massive.
But the other thing is that you have chosen to make you understand the impact of social media.
Yeah.
And so you highlight them.
Yeah.
Those businesses.
If you're our advertiser, you're our partner forever. Like if you tag us in any Instagram story, we will repost it as long as you tag us. Not, you know, like in the story, we will repost it. And then if you're like, there's different levels of social support you get depending on the size of ad that you take out. We even will do a social reel for our full page advertisers. So it's so important. And the value that it brings those businesses, I think, is massive to them. So.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners understand this, but let me just say, so I didn't know Chelsea from anybody a year ago from today. And somebody shared Cookeville Lifestyle magazine and it became on my radar, and I said, let me look into this. And so because somebody else shared it, I looked into it. I sent you a message. And so then I was able to help support you and help connect you, or you were able to help connect me in different places. And so I think I keep talking about all the great things about this region, but we are so community based
and driven,
and we really need that impact of like connections. And so I think that don't undersell how much value it is for you to, when I went to Kenya in February and I took my Cookville Lifestyle magazine with me. I took a picture of Mount Kenya in the background with my Cookville Lifestyle magazine. And I thought that was just kind of cool, like for, to be able to show
international,
you know, Cookville's kind of going all over. And so I think that that's important. And then you were able to share that. And so people are like, oh my gosh, Cookville Lifestyle magazine, it's in Kenya. So
yeah.
I think that don't undervalue your part of helping this. So this is a free magazine for all the consumers out there. And so it is valuable that you give back to what Cookville Lifestyle magazine is doing and all the work that Chelsea's doing by helping her, you know, advertise as well.
Yeah, build it. And, you know, the more advertising we do get, the more awesome things we can do. Like, we've upped our game in our photo shoots. Everything is, like, all the photos are gorgeous.
Let me just say, I've never felt so important. And I've been married before, but I've never felt so important and so, like, just glammed up as the day of that photo shoot.
It was an experience.
It was definitely an experience. It was really great. So where do you see this going in 5 years from now? Do you
honestly, I'd say sometimes I have New York dreams for a Cookville publication, but, you know, I need to tame it down sometimes. But my concepts that I visualize are very great. So, I mean, I just want to keep putting out awesome stories about Cookville in every issue, but then really grow my .com. That's a goal. And that will come with, you know, me hiring more people like Andrew, more freelance people to help write things. If a new business is coming, especially a new restaurant or shop or something, I want to get the exclusive story on our .com.
Fire and Vine. I'm like looking.
Yes,
I
we're
need
gonna be
to
doing
know
something
what's,
with this.
I'm like, I'm such a nosy Cookvillian. Like, I always want to know who's going where, what's going. I got excited because there might be a Waffle House coming to Augusta. Like, you heard it here first. I'm just saying.
All the inside scoop. We want all that. We want to be the place people find out all the good restaurants and entertainment and shops and all
you're
the good things.
You're gonna be like Perez Hilton, like, you know, like paparazzi.
TMZ.
TMZ. Taking pictures of people around town. And stuff.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, eventually we're going to share everybody's story, because if I do 20 movers and shakers every issue, you know.
Yeah. Which I'm sure you've gotten. Oh, you're going to run out of people. And here's what I have to say for that is that this community is so amazing.
Yeah.
And there's people coming in all the time and doing
it's
new
growing.
Things. And so for those naysayers, you're not going to run out of people.
Yeah. And our last one for this year is influential people. And I already have the list ready to go. So, pretty much. So
one comes out today.
Awesome,
the next one will come out
end of August,
and then in October again.
It'll be November this year,
okay.
So that'll be a good time if you want to advertise like all your Christmas shopping stuff.
Yeah,
that'll be a good one to do it.
Well, so we've already said people can find the 80 locations. Mm-hmm. They can go on social media, which the social media handles are
Cookville Lifestyles on Instagram, and it's Cookville Lifestyle on Facebook. If you just type in Cookville Lifestyle, it'll pop up.
Okay, so people can go on social media and find those. Cookville Lifestyle magazine.com is
Cookville Lifestyles with an S .com. And you can find all of where we are on CookvilleLifestyles.com. And you can order the magazine there, find our distributors, read articles, do all the things.
So if you have stumbled upon this and you want to have it shipped to you, go on the website and order a copy. You can have it shipped directly to your house. Any other things that you want to say to anybody, let anybody know about?
Yeah, just be sure to, if you are opening a storefront or anything like that, please shoot us a DM or email us. We'd love to cover it on our .com. And then
let me know too, so that you can come in and sit down with me and talk to me on the show.
And just be sure to, when we are accepting nominations for these overarching themed issues, be sure to nominate them, because if I don't know about somebody and my people helping me decide don't know about somebody, they might not even be on my radar. So,
well, and that's, I think, really, really quick is important, is that, everybody has kind of their own piece of things. And so make sure that you feel strongly about the big people in this community, make sure you let others know so that they get their chance in the spotlight.
Yeah.
You didn't know about Catherine. And so we were able, you know, you were able to highlight her as the library. And so that was pretty exciting. So thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, Tiffany.
Go pick up
Mover and Shaker.
your issue of Cookville Lifestyle Magazine today.